has like four. He's like, I think he does.
you know, it's not the number of pages you have. It's what you do with them.
Are you all going to follow like the 7,000 new image books?
Most of them. Pull this closer here, boys.
Southern Bastards.
I'm definitely getting
Southern Bastards. Definitely getting Deadly Science.
I'm going to get the Rick Remender ones. I'm going to get the Brubaker one. Yeah. I'm going to get the Matt Fraction one. And I'm going to get the... Well, I'm not going to get all the GMS ones, though. Some of them might.
That doesn't count as an announcement to me, Jody.
I like GMS's new stuff. I have one of his books today.
And there was a new Mark Millar announcement, but I don't care.
I didn't see that.
I dropped his legacy today. Or yesterday.
Yeah, the people are pretty fucking awful in that book.
Everybody is Hitler.
Yeah, everyone's pretty evil.
There's not a single person.
The art is beautiful enough that I watch. Even though, like,
but it's
he's
not worth
completely
it because he
wasted in that book. Frank Quitely, one of the greatest artists in all of comics, is completely wasted.
It's, and it's like
his legacy.
It's all these all powerful superheroes, and it's like
they're
just
dicking
around
at a
talking,
club.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, let's lift a boat.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
Although that I did like that little exchange where they're, it's like, no, really, like you're only saving me a couple days, and I'm probably just going to sit there anyways.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Did you guys hear about this?
Did we start?
Yeah, we did. This Damien miniseries.
This what?
The Damien miniseries.
This Damien miniseries. Damien, son of the Batman.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Written and drawn by Andy Kubert.
When does that come out?
I just
heard about this right now. I'm interested. I want to look at it.
I think I read something about it.
It's like one of those. It's a 4-issue mini that says to take place in a possible future that may never be. I think it's the Batman 666 universe.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. They should just make Damien not be dead. Mm-hmm. Let Grant Morrison finish his story and then come up with some bullshit reason to bring him back to life, and I'd be happy.
That's fine.
I really like that character.
Damien was a great character.
Yeah.
Sean Horkoff got traded from the Oilers today.
Who's that?
He's the captain.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I'm sad is because there's a really funny parody account on Twitter that's called Sean Horkov, and it's like S-H-O-R-C-O-V, and it's this guy.
So far, it sounds hilarious.
It is, because he just talks in a really Russian...
Yakov Smirnov talking about hockey?
Kind of, but he just keeps going. He keeps talking about how this one guy named Leonard Petrell on the team is meant to...
Leonard
Petrell. He's
what a cool name.
Finland. But
Finland. He's all of Finland.
Most of
it. I am Africa.
But anyways, he always goes, "Crazy Leonard is mental." And I laugh really hard.
Mental. Fresh.
I like the name Leonard. I'm going to put that on my list of potential names for my offspring.
Life isn't good, guys.
You know what would be a better name for your offspring? Dexter Holland. Or Noodles.
Oh, I get it.
Nail.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Well, I wasn't worried that you wouldn't get it. I was worried about is
I'm
that...
This is me acknowledging that you made a joke, and let's just move on.
I'm going to name my child Nail after Nail Yakupov.
Okay, so...
I'm
going to
name my child Nail after
my
favorite tool.
Can I introduce the goddamn show? You are my favorite tool. Hello and welcome to... Motherfuckers. I'm putting the hammer down.
On the nail?
Right
down
on the fucking head of the nail. Welcome to the Geek Stampede Comics and Other Bullshit Roundup for the week of Wednesday, July 3rd, I think. No,
yeah,
not
yeah,
today.
It's
the 4th? Yeah, 3rd. Happy 4th of July.
Nope.
Why?
Yeah, actually, it's Sexual Independence
Day. Happy American Canada Day.
Remember our Sexual Independence Day party?
Yeah, 5 years ago. 5 years ago today marks the Sexual Independence Day that is responsible for me getting evicted from
No,
our first house.
That was my birthday party a month after.
Oh, okay.
Sexual Independence Day was...
Why is it Sexual Independence Day?
Because we were 19 and stupid and drunk.
We weren't stupid.
Well, no,
we were
super
awesome.
Yeah, we were awesome.
I just don't understand the joke. Like, why is it that?
Because it's fun to say. Because
we were pulling our dicks out and shit.
We probably were.
Well, I was a lot of fun. I just remember
there was
somebody jumped off the roof into
a
kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why you got evicted.
Not for that.
Yeah, we got evicted. Never mind.
Yeah,
isn't that the one that almost burnt to the ground?
Yeah.
Was that the one with the crazy party that I wasn't invited to that got all rowdy?
Well, I'm sure you were invited.
I wasn't.
Half
a
Facebook.
I knew you wouldn't have wanted.
You never invited me. We didn't even hang out then. You didn't invite me to shit. I never even saw that. I saw the outside of that house once.
Sorry, I just got a picture of my cousin. She's 4, and for her birthday, she got a Princess Leia costume.
Tell me it's not Slave
It's not
Leia.
A Jabba one, is it?
No, it's a Princess
we
Leia.
We made the same joke.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was trying to introduce the show, the Geek Stampede Comics and Other Bullshit Roundup. That is adorable. That is an adorable little child.
She's the best. She likes Darth Vader because he's evil.
I like her.
The only family member I really
You know,
of.
A kid at work today, like, came up to me and thought I was going to, like, pat him on the back for being so cool, and he told me that he went to Moose Jaw and bought a life-size cardboard cutout of Darth Vader. And he's telling me the story. I was like, right on, dude. So isn't that awesome? I'm like, what'd you do with it? He's like, it's in my room. I'm like, that's cool.
I have an aunt and uncle from Moose Jaw that are coming out tomorrow. I'm going to tell them to bring one with them.
I mean, and I also pointed out you could buy them in town. You didn't have to go to Moose Jaw for it.
This changes my life.
I know two separate stores that sell them. Anyway, as I've been trying to do for the last 5 minutes, this is the Geek Stampede Comics, another bullshit roundup for the week of Wednesday, July the 3rd. I am Joey G, and with me across the table is Mr. Robbie G.
Hello.
And Ryan Heff.
How
are you,
that was,
Ryan?
That was my Lone Ranger thing.
Does that come out tomorrow?
It came out like yesterday, I thought.
It looks boring.
It looks weird that he's playing Tonto, but it looks fun.
Everything I've heard is like, if you liked Pirates of the Caribbean, which I did, because that's a fun
movie. The
first one's great.
The first one is great, the third one is watchable, and the fourth one is watchable.
I haven't seen the fourth one. And they're doing a fifth, I believe.
The second one I didn't like, and the third one I thought was
terrible. The second one was terrible. The third one was okay. It was way better than the second one.
But yeah, I've heard if you like the first Pirates of the Caribbean, you'll really like it, and I kind of assume that because it's just
It doesn't open until Friday.
Is it the same guy or something?
It's Gore Verbinski and Johnny Depp.
Didn't he fucking do The Weatherman with Nick Cage?
It's entirely possible. He's done a bunch of things. He did Rango as well.
Rango's good.
It's crazy that Johnny Depp is 50.
Right?
What?
He does not look 50, right?
Isn't that crazy?
He looks younger than me.
He does look younger than you.
And
I think that Demi Moore is almost 52, and that's. You know.
That is a 50-year-old sweet piece of ash.
Of ash?
Yep.
Have they burnt her?
I was just thinking of that Veronica Vaughn.
Is one piece of ace. He says ace. Yes. So.
Well,
I know from experience, dude. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Well, okay. In addition to reenacting scenes from Billy Madison, we also sometimes talk about comic books on this show.
Nudie Magazine Day.
Well, we'll get to that, because that does play into...
I pick of a week is fuck people.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, my God.
My brother just destroyed it. The chair he's sitting on just exploded.
Whoa.
Don't sit on those chairs.
You almost died.
Don't use the round back chairs. Use the square back
chairs. Jesus Christ. Racist. Can you try to kill me?
Yeah, because I was sitting way over here. You wiggled. Don't wiggle.
You're the one who owns this chair.
Wiggle, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. That's an LMFAO song.
Wiggle.
That was funny. Ryan,
really?
Good job. Pat on the back. Barry Horowitz, pat on the back.
Who's Barry Horowitz?
Like the best jobber from the mid-90s.
Best
and
jobber?
Oh, okay.
Do the self-pat on the back.
Yeah,
that guy's amazing. He had a mullet and a beard.
A mullet. It's okay with you guys. I might talk about a comic book.
Fuck, fine.
Any arguments?
What is it?
I'm going to talk about 10 grand, number
is
3.
Is it still good?
Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot.
I liked the first one a lot.
It reminds me of Fell in that, I mean, obviously Ben Templesmith drew it. Well, let's get to the details. J. Michael Straczynski and Ben Templesmith present 10 grand from Image Comics. It's really good. And letters by Troy Pateri.
Troy! Boop, boop!
So the whole basic premise of the book is Joe, which is a great name on my dad. Was a former mob enforcer. He was going to retire. He ends up getting killed, him and his lady, by some crazy demonic shit. And an angel makes a deal with Joe where that he'll get resurrected again and again and again. And every time he dies in a noble cause, he'll get to spend 5 minutes with his lady in heaven. Basically, it's like a crime book that has this like demon kind of an edge to it. And so right now he's tracking down this girl whose sister is missing, and she took a header off a building in the last issue, and so did he, but he's alive again. He's just trying to figure out, and he's thinking that there seems to be some kind of connections between the people who are after and have killed this girl and the people who killed him and his lady. And we get some backstory in this one, and then some crazy shit happens involving demons in heaven, which is pretty cool, which kind of sets up what's going to happen in the next issue. And I don't want to spoil nothing, but I really liked this panel. With the demons. There's lots of those in this book. But it's a really good crime book.
It's scary.
Like, it's kind of a high concept crime book, but really, ultimately, it's just a real good straight up crime book.
Guess what I compared it to when I reviewed it? Just guess.
Fatale.
No.
What?
Constantine.
Yeah, I guess.
He's very Hellblazer-esque.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I try to make everything Hellblazer ask in my own mind, because I wish everything was Hellblazer.
I like the concept, but I like especially that the crime aspects of the book are the ones that are more emphasized over the more wacky elements. So it's just a really good crime book with a cool supernatural twist.
Twist
that nip right off, baby.
Twist.
Lipton's twist. That's brisk, fuck.
That's brisk, baby.
I've had a long day.
Do you remember those brisk commercials when they had the claymation Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
Yep.
If nothing's over, just give me something to drink.
Wow. You sounded just like him.
Thank lots. I do a bit slow.
That reminds me of like Celebrity Deathmatch.
Bender, you gotta.
I love Celebrity Deathmatch.
You gotta stop eating your blanket. Seriously, stop eating your blanket, you fuckhead. You fucking brainless dog.
Clearly, Bender does not.
This dog has shit for brains.
If your dog could speak English, it would have the lowest self-esteem.
It has
just wants
shit
to eat blanket,
for brains.
Okay.
That was the biggest sigh.
Yeah.
Like,
I just wanted to eat my blanket because I'm stupid.
This is my second last time I'll ever get to talk about this book on this show, Joey.
Yeah,
I'm so sad about it.
I thought it was going 16.
Yeah.
No, it's going 15.
Going 15.
Well, there is an epilogue in Justice League number 23.2, but I'm not buying that. Why the fuck would I do that?
I would totally buy that.
I'm not encouraging DC to continue to just fart in my face and jerk off on my corpse.
See, I'm fine with that.
Do they fart in your face when you're dead, or they fart
I
in
die
face,
from
then
the
kill
fart.
You?
No,
you
the fart is fart. So potent that it kills me.
As somebody
jerk
has
off
that ever happened
corpse.
In like the history of
well, it's going to in DC Comics releases Justice League number 23.2.
You know what? As somebody who has farted, yes, it's possible.
I did that today.
Oh,
you're gonna do.
So I'm talking about
fart joke.
China Miéville's Dial H with Alberto Ponticelli on pencils and Brian Boland covers, which are always amazing. The Brian Boland cover this month featured a giant elephant man attacking frog people in business suits and casual wear, including one particular frog woman who's taking a picture and wearing a skirt that has hops all over it. I hear they recently added more hops to it. I thought that was I actually laughed really hard.
I wouldn't have ever gotten that.
I thought that was so funny.
Because
she's a frog lady. Those are hops.
It would have been funnier if there was one that's like...
That's hilarious!
I don't know. I mean,
was singing
it in,
is it being green?
I like puns.
It's a good pun.
There's very few puns that I'm just like, holy shit.
What
all
if,
right.
What
well,
if
clearly I'm exaggerating. Them, it didn't... I was excited about it,
what
to
if,
say the least.
What if one of them was going...
like Kermit the
Frog? Wow,
frog!
Yay!
And then there's it like in the back is just like waka waka and there's
waka,
bear,
waka,
but
waka.
It's eating people.
So really what you want is a Muppets comic.
Absolutely. There is Muppets things.
Hi, I'm a Kermit the Frog here.
So everyone, if you follow me on Twitter or know me personally.
I do both of those things.
Yeah. Know that I adore this comic. It's my favorite book being published by DC. I still think it's consistently the best every single month. And even when it's an issue like this, where there's a lot of stuff crammed in there that you can tell, if the book hadn't been canceled, would have probably stemmed another at least 8 issues. Like, there's a couple arcs alone in this book that are crammed so tight. There's so much concept and so many characters and so much happening to the point where there's a couple pages where you kind of have to slow down and then reread the last panel and go, okay, what just happened from here to here? Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, like, that's my complaint about this book.
It's because you
because
can tell
pulled the rug out from under him, and it's become. It used to be a really interesting story with a bunch of really interesting characters, and now there is zero character whatsoever, and it's just I have to cram 30 issues into. So it's just plot. So it's by no stretch of the imagination a good comic, but it's fun because
you didn't think this was a good.
No,
comic?
Not really, because it's just so rushed. Like you can't. Follow it really half the time, and there's lots of cool ideas in it, but there's no character whatsoever, and not because China Miéville isn't an awesome writer, but because the book is ending, and he's like, well, I guess I gotta finish this, so...
See...
There's lots of cool ideas in it, but I just...
That I think it was I would think it was an excellent comic.
No.
I do agree that it was... That it is really rushed. It reads like the end of Exterminators, where there's still tons and tons of story left, but now there's... No more time for him to do it, so it has to be crammed in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
very,
very
I think that there's a lot of character, especially between.
No, like, there was so much
Nelson
character development
and,
between Nelson and her.
Nelson
there used
and
to be
her.
So much, and that, like, because it was always
was
way
a
more
of
a story about
this.
Him, and now it's just a story about this event that's happening, and the characters are there, but they're not really. It's not about the characters at all anymore, it's about the plot. And I'm totally understanding of why, it's just a huge bummer that that's what's happened. So I'm sad as hell. because it's such a great book, and it doesn't, and it deserves so much better than what it's getting.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
But you really dig it, hey brother?
That was excellent. I really loved this issue still. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I liked so many of the ideas and so many of the images, but I was just sad because it's not the same book. Like, it feels almost like last week on Dial Age, but it's like a recap issue.
Next few weeks on Dial Age. It's just like,
yeah, it's like there's been 20 episodes of Dial Age between 13 and 14, and this is like the 2-minute last week on Dial Age, just so that we can read the last issue. So it's just like, what a complete waste of incredibly talented comic book people. It's a bummer, but the cover is great. You're right about that. And while I have not been the biggest fan of him on this book, I did like Ponticelli's artwork in this issue more than usual. So I'm with you, Rob. I'm so sad that we don't get to read this book anymore. One more.
Last week on Lost, Kate runs, Jack is mean, Sawyer is roguishly charming.
Never watched that show, so that was a wasted reference.
That's what you needed to know.
Then I just did the theme song. Did you guys not catch the theme song there?
I like
it.
I'll do a different J.J. Abrams show for you. Last week on Alias, Sydney cried in a bathtub and then fought a guy. With a glass of wine in the bathtub. Every single issue. Every single episode, it's like, I have daddy issues, I'm a kick-ass spy, but I like to cry in the bubble bath with a glass of wine in every fucking episode. I was like, oh my god, stop with this.
That show is way too close to my real life.
Last week on Mad Men, misogyny.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Last week on Fringe.
What? I like Fringe.
I love Fringe.
I mean,
but
I've only watched
the
first
season,
but I like it.
It's once you get into like the third season, when it gets like into this big, huge thing with alternate dimensions and stuff, it's cool.
Hey, speaking of third seasons, I'm watching the third season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force right now.
Mm-hmm. I saw you doing that.
That show is so fucking good, and it holds up in a big, bad way. And secondly, I love the intros for season 3. Because you know how in season 1 and 2, every episode begins with Dr. Weird going, "Gentlemen," and there's that weird non sequitur. Season 3 has like a running like arc of those openings called Space Cataz, where the Plutonians and the Moonites are like giving each other the finger and having fights in space. And the Plutonians are the funniest characters on that show, so I'm in favor of it.
Plutonium.
Did you know that that show, starting in season 8, I think, starts changing its name for every season? So in season 8, it's called Aqua Unit Patrol Squad, and in season 9, it's called Aqua Show Something Something.
Like, just actually...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the fun...
What was it called in season 10?
It hasn't started yet.
Canceled? No.
No, season 10 and 11 have already been picked up. Season 10 starts in August.
I can't believe that show has 10 seasons. Jeez.
I love that show. It is so... Well, probably doesn't cost very much to produce. And it's so funny.
I like that show. I don't know. I haven't watched it much.
I wasn't
sure if it would hold up. Yeah. Well, it holds up, let me tell you.
Somebody that I know would talk about it a lot, and I didn't really value their opinion. So
me?
Do you value my opinion?
Was it Joey?
No. It was neither of you two. You both know him, though. But,
Does he listen to the show?
No. God, no. But,
why don't you just fucking say it?
He used to talk about how great it was, and whenever he would talk about how great something is, I'd automatically be like, I don't know, I don't really like it.
That's, you know, and not for different reasons, but whenever Rob loves certain types of novels, there are certain Rob reviews that I'll take instantly. If he's talking about a crime book, I'm like, then he knows I'll like it. But if he's talking about like literary fiction, the kind of stuff that he normally reads, I'm like, he's probably right that it's a brilliant book, but I'm positive I won't like it. Like lots of these books that he's describing to me, I'm like, I'm impressed that you can read that stuff.
One
you're
time,
a smart guy.
What? No, I'm not.
You
one
are.
Time you picked
you're the smartest one on this podcast.
Well, hello.
Hands down.
I can spell multiple words.
Bender is the third smartest person on this podcast.
One time I was at a bookstore with Joey and I bought a copy of Thomas Pynchon's Gravity's Rainbow, and Joey grabbed it from my hands and went, fuck, it even feels boring, and then just handed it back. And I went, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You have a, you know, you're a smart guy and you read smart guy books, and I'm like, where's the time traveling bank robber?
And I'm like, where's punching?
Where is punching?
Basically,
I'm
Rob
punching.
Describing Infinite Jest to me is just probably more fun than me reading Infinite Jest. Just like, just tell me more about how fucked up this book is.
It's pretty fucked up.
I get him to read books I don't want to read so I can at least get literary jokes.
I spent a lot of time reading Infinite Jest. Go ahead, ask me anything about tennis. Okay. Anything at all about tennis. I'm just kidding. Please don't ask me.
You don't know anything about Chinese tea.
I don't know if I might break a copyright rule. I might break a copyright rule. I'm going to write a book called Infinite Jest, and it's just going to be, why did the chicken cross the road? Why did the chicken cross the road? Why did... That was gold.
I get it. But it's not infinite.
You're only going to do it two and a half times, and then you're going to give up.
Also, it's going to be like a serialized novel, like Dickens.
It's going to be like...
Brian is the new Dickens.
A Calgary Sun article.
It has more to say than that. Like, it's got more merit.
All right. You know? Someone talk. Ryan, why don't you talk about a comic?
I'm going to talk about a book that involves punching people.
I read this
book. You love punching people.
Mm-hmm. Rob read this book.
Especially old people.
You didn't read this book.
No, I didn't read it. I'm a fan of the creator.
I was going to say. I'm going to talk about What If AVX, part 1 of 4, by Jimmy Palmiotti, with pencils by Jorge Molina, who I really like because it's really silly and fun.
Yeah, he's good.
We had differing opinions. I liked this book. I thought it was just fun. Maybe because I like AVX more than a lot of people, but...
I thought AVX was fine.
I really liked
AVX. I just think it's fucked up that it's a 4-issue miniseries. Like, What If should be 1 issue.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's kind of... Okay. All right. It wasn't bad. But my gripe with it is the fact that What Ifs, yeah, typically they shouldn't be very long. Like,
yeah,
and ultimately this book, 20 pages of it, 17 of the 20 pages were just a recap of AVX, like, more identical. Yeah. Like, it was just, here's abridged what happened in AVX until I can get to my What If. Like, nothing of it is What If. It's just, this is what happened in AVX, slightly different, and then the last 3 pages
are when you get to What If.
Yeah, is when you get to What If, and then it's a cool reveal, but it wasn't worth the first 17 pages, and I was like, I've already read this story, but it was well illustrated, and Jimmy Palmiotti's great. Yeah, it's just...
I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it. It's like, oh no, the Phoenix Force is coming. Oh, well, we're the Avengers. We should be prepared to kill Hope. And then the X-Men are like, no, you can't.
So
whenever it's
the first 5 issues of AVX.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, she
so
can
really,
handle
it's a more efficient way of telling AVX.
It's abridged AVX, yeah.
So far, it's better than...
Yeah. And then the only different thing that happened is...
Magneto?
No, Wolverine kills Storm.
Wolverine kills Storm, and then instead of Cyclops being a dick, it's Magneto being a dick.
And he blows up the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier.
In a great double-page
spread.
While
saying, this means war! He's mostly talking...
Does he know that Raw is war?
No, but he really loves that Reese Witherspoon movie with Chris Pine and... Chris Pine? And
the one where she's like a lawyer?
No, where they're like...
She's dressed in pink?
That's Legally Blonde. You're thinking
the one where she's... Johnny Cash's girlfriend.
Let's Walk the Line.
I don't know any other movies.
The one where she's just like the most insufferable.
That cop. YouTube video where she gets pulled over drunk and then yells at the cop, and the cop doesn't know who she is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Do you remember that South Park bit? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
It's America. It's America. Man. Isn't that where Randy gets drunk at the soccer
and he gets arrested? I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Apparently, we're not in America, and I thought this was America. Cool.
But
sounds great.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It definitely was long. But Jorge Molina's awesome, so.
Alright, guys.
It was cool.
It's time for me to drop some science on you.
There's some bad chins in this book too. Sorry. I do like Jorge Molina, but he has some Jay Leno.
That's
Jay
some
Leno
bad
chins.
Chin, Harry.
Anyway.
Oh yeah.
Moving on.
Batman Incorporated number 12. The penultimate issue of Grant Morrison's Batman epic.
Grant Morrison's so amazing.
From starting in 2006 or 2007, man, he's been on this book. He's been writing some Batman comics.
Did you love this?
No, I like it a lot. I thought it was good.
Love this.
It was good. Like,
I loved that it was Chris Burnham the entire time.
I liked that a lot, for sure. I mean, there was very little plot development, nor should there. Although there was some... He introduces another new cool mystery. Who this mysterious woman is, who's... That was really cool. I'm sure she'll be some
and
random
there was a lot
too.
Of plot in regards to Leviathan and...
And Batman fighting the other clone.
And isn't that her Leviathan? Clone? Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I mean, technically she's Leviathan.
Right.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, she totally fights this guy who all up and killed his son, right?
Yeah.
And it was pretty great.
This issue was just like a perfect action issue of... Batman is distraught and insane because someone's murdered his child. He's going to now beat the shit out of him for.
But at least
days.
He didn't go all Superman on us and kill the villain, even though he was mad.
Yeah,
and also half of Metropolis.
Yeah, nobody else died except you know, Talia ended up killing some people. But yeah, the next issue is going to be sweet. Talia's wearing this weird Batwoman costume. It was cool.
Hey, is it
fighting in the back?
Is it going to be a double-sized issue? Or is it
I think it is, but I don't know for sure.
I'm really excited for it. And I hope Chris Burnham's on the whole thing, too.
Don't hold your breath, but I do.
I'm not.
I also hope that.
I was surprised he was on this whole book, and I...
Well,
was...
they had that week, they had that month off, right?
Yeah,
that's probably
kinda
why.
Oh, man.
They had to get ahead for this and the last one, I imagine. That's still... I liked it a lot. I've really enjoyed all of Morrison's Batman stuff. Like, I think it's brilliant, so... I'm down with that.
Such good moments. The moment with Talia, you know, murdering someone specific. That was a great panel.
Yeah.
It was really gruesome. I'm surprised that this was just a teen book. It was violent.
And I like Nightwing and Red Robin teaming up and
yeah, it was cool.
Beating down the villain. Oh, and Squire's there too.
It's such a good series.
It is really good.
All of
Morrison's Batman stuff has been a really cool tale.
Batman.
What a tangled web.
No, 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 no.
Spider-Man.
I'm going to talk about a book nobody read.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to talk about a book that nobody read. Okay.
Do it.
So, this week, I picked up Trinity of Sin Pandora number 1 by Ray Fox and Daniel.
It is a horrible name.
And Xander Cannon.
Like, seriously. Oh, I love Xander Cannon. Really? What's he doing?
Vincent
Is he drawing it?
He did the layouts for some of it.
I love Xander Cannon.
Patrick Zurcher. I love all the artists that are on this book, but why the fuck does the first issue of a book need four people on the art?
Because DC has shit for brains.
Because
four
DC
people,
their own
four
blankets.
Different people on the art. What the fuck? Why? Did, and to be honest with you, like,
please
story-wise...
Do.
Well, I will. Story-wise, nothing happens in this book. And I enjoyed this book because I think Ray Fox is a really clever writer. And I think a lot of his exposition and a lot of his narratives throughout it are very well written. And he's got really, really strong prose. But ultimately, nothing happens. Do you, like, everybody knows the story of Pandora. Doesn't even matter if it's in the DCU. Just the legend of Pandora. She opens up
a box.
And in the box is the seven deadly sins.
Is that what's in the box?
And her uterus.
That's it.
Whoa, up here.
Hey-o. That's all that, and that's all that happens.
That's more
and
scary.
And this was like a character that they built up since the New 52 reboot.
Wait,
so it's been 2 years now.
Sorry, what's actually in
Have
Pandora's
they actually
box?
Built up a character,
the
or has she just like
sins.
Shown up in the odd panel?
That's
every
the
now
thing.
And then.
This issue was supposed to be like building up the character and explaining who the fuck she is, but and what she has to do with the New 52 and why, and, like. At the end of Flashpoint, you see her over top of all of the Wildstorm universe, the DC universe, and whatever, and they're all becoming like this brand new universe. So you'd think that she'd be really important in regards to the plot and the main continuity. But it turns out she's just a chick with guns who finds Pandora's box and lets loose the seven deadly sins on mankind. And then the Shazam wizards get together and make a big club, and they're like, yo, question, what the fuck, what's with your face, where's your face at? And they go, Pandora, why'd you do that, why'd you let the seven deadly sins out on Earth, you stupid idiot? And then look at the Phantom Stranger and Judas, they're like, Judas, you're a dick, I read this book that
I'm
said
still
that
pissed off about
you
that.
Were a dick to Jesus, so fuck you, and you are now the basically,
still
it's,
so annoyed
it
about
is,
that.
I was defensive
I know you were.
About it at the beginning.
It's stupid.
It's kind of dumb.
He was the Phantom Stranger. His fucking name is the Phantom Stranger. No, he's a guy. He's a specific guy. Fuck you!
Well, I don't have that reaction to it. But it is.
It's one
of
the best
stupid.
DC characters, and you just fucking made him stupid. Congratulate. Like, seriously, I'm a huge Phantom Stranger fan, and they somehow succeeded in making a Phantom Stranger book that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't wipe my dick on that Phantom Stranger.
You wipe your dick on a lot of books.
No, I'm saying that I wouldn't even wipe my dick on it.
Is that something that you do in like a last resort? Like,
no,
I hate
I'm just
this
saying
thing
like,
wipe my
I
dick
hate it,
on it
so much. I think so little of it that it's not even good enough to wipe my dick on.
Little.
But
sorry,
your dick is
all.
Like a really, really sensitive thing. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I would only wipe my dick on like really
normally. No,
because nice,
normally it's just like
cloth.
I don't give a shit about this. I'm just gonna wipe my dick on it like a fucking towel or something.
But I wouldn't
right?
On a piece of paper. I'd get a paper cut on my dick.
Okay, you understand this, and you're just being a turd for CPs, and I don't appreciate it.
You can wipe my dick.
I don't.
Anyway.
I don't. I'm not looking for something to wipe my dick on. You're missing the.
I'm looking,
Ryan. Rob, can you please explain this to Ryan? Just, off air.
Joey wipes his dick on all sorts of weird things. And sometimes if he doesn't like something, he thinks that it's a privilege to whatever's, you know, receiving his dick wiping.
Did you see this this Vertigo announcement? We're getting over I said off the air. Did you see this Vertigo announcement?
With seven new books?
Hinterkind?
Yeah.
Hinterkind?
Yeah, that looks amazing.
They actually finally said who it is.
New Pete Milligan?
Yeah. Ian Edgington, who's that? He's the guy who's doing this Hinterkind.
I don't know, but
the cover's cool.
I think that. Oh, they have covers for them out?
Only for Hinterkind is what I'm.
Yeah, look at it.
Because, like, they only announced. They said there's six new books and told us what, like, three of them were. I'm like, why do I have to read the New York Times?
Sandman, there's seven if you include Collider.
I don't include Collider because they announced six. Well, I guess they didn't. They announced five.
Sandman, Hinterkind, the new Pete Milligan, the Dead Boy Detectives.
There's two other ones we haven't seen yet, but that looks cool. That's a cool cover. There's like a tiger on top of a big tennis ball.
I'm exceptionally excited for all those books. Especially new Pete Milligan, because Pete Milligan hasn't written anything.
I'm going to get the Simon Oliver one, and I'm going to get the Pete Milligan one.
Pete Milligan's
going to I'm going to get Hinterkind, because it kind of just looks like Fables.
I like that cover, though. That's the thing. We don't know anything about it, but other than
there's
that it comes
there's
out
a
in
synopsis
October.
About it. There's a synopsis if you go on Newsarama.
I knew I liked that cover for a reason. That's Greg Puccini.
I'm going to be more specific for a second. I'm going to pick up that Vertigo ad with a little bit of story inside it. Because let's be real here.
Up here.
That's two high fives. New record.
I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed your humor.
I do. Okay, I'll finish babbling about this book no one gives a shit about.
Oh, come on, Rob.
The end of this book I assumed would tie into why she's relevant to the New 52, but it doesn't really. It's basically like, well, the wizards made a mistake for dooming me to eternal life, I guess. Shitty deal. And giving me sweet guns and a cool cloak. So I'm going to go talk to Superman about this box. See ya. That was the whole first issue.
What the fuck is Superman going to do with a box?
I don't know.
He's already with Wonder Woman.
Is he going to get all up in there?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the only thing I took from this is that Ray Fox managed to actually make me enjoy a book that had no business existing and had no relevance and was ultimately really boring. I mean, like, the character development is in the fucking name. The name is Pandora, and if you just Google Pandora's box, then you know what happened.
Spell that right, though.
What happened in
keep your safe search on.
But anyway, Ray Fox is a really talented player. Oh my God. I wish they wouldn't throw books that shouldn't exist at him, like Constantine and this book. He's way more talented than this.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a porn star named Pandora.
I'm positive there is.
There has to be.
There's
also,
a porn star named Everything. Yeah. So.
Oh my God, really? Have you seen the new porn with Everything? She is sexy!
For the record, though, I do really like that cover.
Oh, the cover's Ryan Sook. Of course you like the cover.
It's really, really
cool. Fucking Ryan Sook is amazing.
I just like it because Black Adam.
Black Adam, and there's a cool Phantom Stranger.
I do like Black Adam.
Really cool Martian Manhunter in the background. He managed to make the shitty New 52 Harley Quinn look cool.
I like everything
Animal
to do
Man
with
up
the
top left.
Just
Perella Grodd behind Power Girl. It's a great, great.
Well, let me look at it.
There's no
excellent
guy.
Hawk guy.
Superman.
Anyway, I'm done talking about
Ryan Sook. Is pretty great.
It's a cool cover.
Cool cover.
Is it my turn? Yeah.
Cool. So quickly about the cover of this book, which is the Avengers issue 15.
Hold on, I'm flipping through this Vertigo book. I wanted to show you some ads.
Oh, they're defying rules
and expectations.
Who wrote that?
And
James
skeptics
Dean?
And boundaries and imagination and description.
You.
Isn't that really ironic?
What does that mean?
Hold on. This is ironic. Defy description. There's like 10 ads in this using descriptive words to describe Vertigo.
Adjectives.
Tradition,
Vertigo.
Competition. Silly. Genre. You. Defy Graves.
I should be their ad guy.
Defy Fear.
Vertigo. Be silly.
Is this a miniseries or?
I don't know. I think it's a new ongoing. New ongoing at DC means that it's going to get 8 issues and then get canned.
So who's the other? Who's the third person in the Trinity then? If you got the Phantom
question.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's stupid too.
He asks you the question.
The question is awesome, but why is he part of this weird, like, supernatural trinity? He's
I don't know,
a fucking
they have,
detective.
They've only shown question marks. That's literally all that they've shown.
I was going to say, has he even shown up? And plus, the question is supposed to be a girl.
Sounds like a very
he
easy
died.
Book to write.
Oh, well.
Anyways, I'm going to talk about a book, Avengers issue 15, from Jonathan Hickman and Nick Spencer. with art from Stefano Caselli. By the way, cover from Linnell Yu with Black Widow with the biggest boobs.
I love Linnell Yu.
They're really off to the side.
Yeah.
Anyway, Linnell Yu is pretty great.
They're strange, and it's weird and off-putting.
I mean, I've always thought it was strange that they don't zip up her fucking zipper, but whatever.
Because there's no tactical advantage to this. I mean, I'm a fan, but you know.
Yeah, but I have the internet. I can see all the things I want,
and not drawn ones. Well,
but I want that.
They're not.
I want to watch.
Are you excited for Infinity? Are you going to get Infinity?
Yeah,
I put it on my soul. And then I'm probably
going to get issue one because I think Chris is doing another Calgary Artist Challenge for it. Because that's the only reason I'm going to be getting issue one.
I'll sign up too.
Oh yeah, I guess you're not falling into this Marvel stuff.
I don't like to buy crossovers anymore.
I also might get that Matt Kent miniseries that's going along with it too.
I'm almost certainly going to get that. And by almost certainly, I mean, of course...
By almost certainly, you mean, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah.
Oh, gosh.
This was cool because it had people punching things.
I love Jonathan Hickman and Rangers.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I also really loved his Bruce Banner throughout this issue. And Stefano Caselli draws Bruce Banner like such a champion.
I really, really, really like Stefano Caselli.
Stefano Caselli's excellent. There's,
I don't have much to say about this book. I don't know why. I just really
it's all just build up, right? We're gonna have way more to say about it when Infinity actually starts.
Yeah,
because right now it's been 15 issues of build up, and now this is finally getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
So it's just shit is exploding and aliens are showing
punching
up.
Shit.
Hyperion's punching. I don't know. It's great. I love Avengers.
There was a lot of punch 'em up in this, and I loved it. And there's also a Skrulls happen.
Yeah, with a great Skrulls panel because they all look so manic.
Yeah. I don't know. I like... It's just cool.
I'm a huge fan of all Hickman Avenger work right now, so...
As well as this this thing that came from the bombs that landed everywhere. The one that landed on AIM Island.
It's the bomb!
It's just Iron Man. I don't know. It's weird.
Drop the bomb.
I would read a comic book that is 22 pages of Hyperion.
Drop the bomb!
I have, and I will again.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, that was good. That was a cool book.
I wish I have Avengers two digital comics that I will talk about.
Talk about them.
One that I really wanted to get and I forgot.
One of them, yeah, you should have got.
I'm going to get it right now.
You fool. What, are you stupid?
I had a rough day. You know, I lost my keys for an hour.
I thought you were going to tell that story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I lost my keys and then I found them.
For an hour.
But for an good hour story. Spent walking around, went into the garbage can and the cardboard can because I figured that some of the kids at work might have thrown them out. Didn't find him. Like me and my boss Marty we were in there like pulling up cardboard and stuff. Went all through everything. Found it in tall grass. Like found him just laying there where I drove by in a gator once the entire day
on a gator. We should say because you ride alligators.
That's funny.
But yeah, like the one I'd only been there once all day. Meanwhile, I had been overbuilding this shed all day, which was just a nightmare in itself.
Overbuilding it? You build it too much? You build
we
like,
might
the
have,
shed
I
on
don't
top
know.
Of the shed?
That thing's kind of...
I don't know, guys.
I overbuilt the shed.
But yeah, like, it was... It's not a really good story. But, like, I lost my keys when I found them.
It's good when you tell it like you're some fucking inbred.
Although,
oh, okay, fam.
I felt really bad because I phoned my brother. I was like, hey, go grab my spare keys and bring them out. And he's like, okay. And then I phoned him. He was like 2 minutes away from the place. And I was like, oh.
You shouldn't have called. We should have just been like, I'm snooping.
Yeah. Well, I was, be like... Oh, I found
did he yell at you?
No, he was. He in the balls? My brother was really cool about it.
Well, he only lives like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, he lives. He lives in Oakdale too. So. Although there was something else funny that I had to tell you that I can't remember.
All right, well now I'm going to talk about these two books. One of them actually came out last week, and I realized that that's not what we talk about. But I want to mention it because we didn't mention it last week. It's the new Jay Ferber series. And we all know how much I love Jay Ferber.
Point of Impact.
Near Death, which was like the best fucking book.
Is it a monkey brain?
It is a monkey brain, and it's called Anti-Hero by Jay Ferber and Paul Little. So, and like the concept is cool because in the backup piece, which he always has, he talks about how like he seemed to have fans of his crime books who weren't really interested in his superhero books, and fans of his superhero books that didn't seem interested in his crime books. So he thought maybe I can sell more comics if I do a superhero book with crime in it. And I'm like, that's an idea. It's worth a shot. And he says, I also realize I'm not the first person to come up with this idea.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the basic premise is this low-level gangster who is going to get in shit from the big boss man because this superhero kind of fucks up their job.
Mm-hmm.
And he manages to get pretty lucky and stumbles upon the secret identity of superhero Paragon, who's basically Superman. And so he discovers that Paragon is really this guy. And so now it's sort of set up that he's blackmailing Paragon so that Paragon kind of has to do whatever Callum says in this crime world, or else he'll reveal his secret identity. So it's pretty cool. He's blackmailing the suit. He's basically blackmailing Superman.
And that sounds awesome.
It's really good. Like, and it's and it's totally heavy on the crown. Like, there's superhero action, but like it's always like from the angle of this low-level gangster watching the superhero action and coming up with a plan to how to fuck over Superman. And meanwhile, you're watching like Paragon's life kind of fall apart because of his secret identity as well. So like his wife and is leaving him because he keeps missing like kids' birthdays and stuff. Okay. He's like loses his job and all of these things that you'd think would actually probably happen to someone with a secret identity.
Now I have a question.
Ask it.
Does Paragon destroy half a fucking city at the end?
No.
Do you see Man of Steel, by the way?
No.
Okay, I won't.
That's shitty. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm totally on board. I'm basically on board for anything Jay Ferber does. I think he actually has another book from Monkey Brain called Denali, which I haven't read yet, but I have them in my queue. But yeah, Jay Ferber's the man.
I've got to get the last couple issues of High Crimes. I really, really like
There's only been two.
Oh, is there? Really? Yeah. Perfect, because I don't like money.
Yeah, I think you only have... Oh, no, there's been three. Sorry, I haven't read three
yet. I got to get two and three then.
Yeah, I have to read three. That's another really good book.
The first one was
phenomenal. So good. Yeah. Well, now the other one I bought digitally was from DC. The first time I bought a DC digital comic, but it's Batman 66, number one. Jeff Parker and Jonathan Cates with a cover by Mike Allred. Yeah. Now here's the thing.
Ryan's dying. Let's help.
Normally, usually DC eventually puts out these DC digital books in print. I'm going to suggest you get the digital versions because it's set up to be viewed digitally, so that the way that the panels reveal themselves and like the guided view work is so cool, and it's like watching the TV series. So it's That's not awesome. Like they don't just give you the whole panel; like the parts of the panel appear that they want you to see first, and it's extremely well done. And the whole first issue is Batman and Robin fighting the Riddler, and it's pitch perfect. First of all, how well they nailed the tone of the TV series, and Batman ends up like launching a rope from the Batmobile onto this plane that the Riddler's escaping on. So it's basically the tone and style and fun of the original series, but with the unlimited budget of a comic book. So it's all the Adam West stuff that you'd never actually see him do because the show was made for $16 and change.
Roughly.
But seriously, it was so much fun. Like, it is such a great time. I love reading fun Batman, and we don't get fun Batman ever hardly anymore.
Hate fun.
So.
I really, really, really want to read that because it just looks so cool.
Read Batman Lil Gotham.
Yeah, that's true.
Batman Lil Gotham.
But seriously, man, you guys got to check out Batman 66. It's a lot of fun. And there's lots of like Batman and Robin trying to solve riddles, and it's hilarious. I love it.
It's who's writing that?
Jeff Parker.
Jeff Parker, there we go.
And Jonathan Case, who is a really good artist.
Jonathan Case is amazing.
You know who's... Cool.
He's on the case.
You know.
Sorry, I grabbed my computer. I'm going on Comixology right now.
Hey, speaking of digital comics, did you guys hear what Image has done?
No.
They're now going to do their own digital comics from their website as well as Comixology, but the ones you buy from their digital site, no DRM. Real fucking honest to God comics that you own, as opposed to renting the ability to look at on Comixology until the platform collapses. So, yeah, Image Comics leading the fucking way as usual.
I don't even know what DRM is.
Digital rights management. It's the thing that's... It's bad. DRM sucks. DRM is bad for everything. It doesn't help anyone and it fucks everyone over.
What about people who work for digital rights management? Is it good for them?
Who work for companies that make DRM? I guess, because since it's actually not possible to create bits that are harder to copy, they'll always have a job because companies are so fucking stupid they keep thinking that somehow someone will come up with a way to make bits harder to copy. Hint, they won't. That's not a thing that can happen.
Also, you won't get bored eating bits and bites.
Because your mouth never moves, so it's all over. Sticking my hand in the bag and coming out with a different handful. Well, what we got here.
Look at this, I got a Cheerio.
So I'm getting Batman 66 and Theremin number 2 right now.
What about Anti-Hero number 1?
Oh, fuck, that was the other one you said. Too late.
What about Panty-Hero number 1? That was like,
oh my god, this episode has a title, Panty Hero.
Is that what he said? I just heard.
He said,
what about Panty?
It was, what about Panty Hero number 1?
See, that was the one that I was like, this one's really bad, so I'm just going to stop halfway through and just.
I liked it. Well done. You're a funny guy.
And
you know what they say about funny guys? Funny guys don't have to clean up. No, they don't have to clean up.
Is that what they actually say?
Nicole is a preschool teacher, and she has a little boy in her class who at one point came up to her and said, Nicole, I'm a funny guy. And she goes, yes, you are. And he says, funny guys don't have to clean up. And he walked away from his mess. And Nicole eventually, I think, made him come back and clean up. But for the first little while, she was laughing way too hard at what a brilliant idea that was. I'm a funny guy, right? Yeah, funny guys don't have to clean up. Which is, I honestly think, one of the cutest things I've ever heard in my life. And I have heard some cute fucking things.
I imagine that. I'm just going to make a mess. Not clean.
Do you guys have other books to talk about before we get to our favorites?
No, I'm...
The Green Arrow is good and The Movement Rules. Okay, I'm done.
I read All half right. of Deadpool, Kills Deadpool, and it seemed cool, and then I didn't read the rest. And then
I read Deadpool,
the other Daredevil one that came out today, I didn't read yet.
Okay, so, and so no is the answer to my question?
I finished talking about mine.
So now, so I can move on? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
I almost died, by the way, on my way home from work.
All right, let's see if this is better than the key story.
Hold on. Okay, so I'm driving, right?
Okay. So far, so good.
And the moral of the story is I was doing 130 kilometers an hour. Probably I was flying down the road.
You were flying? You have a car that flies?
And at one point, I had to, like, swerve a bit, but I just hit my wheel a little too hard and felt my car, like, the weight transfer way more than I was comfortable with. And it was really scary because I was out in the middle of the, like, nowhere, and there was really deep ditches, and I probably would have died. Want to know why I almost did that?
Please tell me.
To not kill a magpie.
Did you kill a magpie?
So you know what? From now on, fuck magpies.
I'm
gonna
agree.
Hit them.
That's
I'm
what
gonna
I
hit
do.
Them.
I've been saying that for years.
I fuck magpies.
Mm-hmm. If people always say to me, Joy, what do you think of magpies? And I'm like, fuck them.
Do you remember that time when you guys were in a band? And then I, well, not you.
And we were called Fuck Magpie Fuck.
Rob was in a band, and we went to Kelowna, and we hit like...
Magpie sex?
Yes. But we would always hit birds by Kelowna, like every time we'd hit birds.
Oh, in my shitty punk rock band that when we were doing their first tour, and then we just like slaughtered birds all the way.
Yeah. And then when we went back again for like the week long thing, and then we hit
all the birds. Our huge van was just too big for the
road.
This
is a really like depressing story.
We didn't kill birds on purpose.
I did.
You're a dick.
All right, so
and by birds I mean women.
I mean,
I'm still bird there.
I'm still asking if I can move on now or if you guys are going to keep.
Yeah, are you done talking, Joey? Jesus, one of our favorites.
Well, it's time to talk about our favorites. Our favorites.
My favorite.
Mine. Actually, this time it's our favorite, Rob.
It's
we had
your
the same favorite.
The same favorites.
Rob and I had the same favorite. Now,
yay.
If you have listened to more than one episode of this podcast and didn't already know what my favorite was going to be, then you need to listen to more episodes because, you know, it's pretty obvious.
I feel like they should be obvious that this is would have been my favorite,
it was
too.
I liked it a lot, too. We're going to get to yours.
It's my writer, but...
So my favorite is... It was my favorite comic as well as the number one most anticipated comic. Like, I've been looking forward to this book since it was announced at, like, San Diego last year. I've been dying to get this book. I'm so excited it's here. It is Satellite Sam number one from Image Comics by Matt Fraction and Howard Chaykin.
Matt Fraction.
Can
I
say
my one...
Do you guys know
one,
how much I like... For Howard Chaykin? Go ahead, buddy.
I was just gonna say my one silly complaint about this book.
Let's hear it.
The speech bubbles suck.
No,
I love
them.
I fucking
hate
them.
Oh my god, they were perfect.
And you know what? It's
so
because it's probably because I was reading it with like just a lamp on in my room and it was kind of dark, so it was kind of hard to tell who was talking.
Oh, I did.
I thought they looked really good. So read them again with proper lighting.
I thought it fit the tone and the feel of this book and how it's like this weird 50s story and everything's kind of askew. Mm-hmm. I really dug that actually. I liked that sometimes they weren't even balloons. It was just like an arrow pointing up and.
I just adore this comic. One of the things I thought was so interesting and kind of weird about this comic is it's weird to read a comic whose biggest influence clearly is the guy drawing it. Like, clearly this book is most influenced by Matt Fraction growing up reading Howard Chaykin comics. Like, if you go back and read things like American Flag, this is clearly Matt Fraction being like, I'm going to write the fuck out of a Howard Chaykin comic. Oh, it's so fucking good, first of all. I love the like behind the scenes looks at TV shows. Like,
it reminded me of Network.
Yeah, it reminded me of things like Network or The Newsroom or Studio 60. Just those behind the scenes dramas of running some kind of entertainment. The characters are all really interesting. The art is fucking phenomenal. Like the best
looking
book ever.
I like that it was
black
and white.
Yes, Howard Chaykin always looks better in black and white. I also love how New York feels completely real. Like, I haven't spent a ton of time in New York, but. This is exactly how I would picture 1950s New York, and from what I understand, it's exquisitely well researched, so it's like bang on. And like the plot, like introducing this murder mystery element, and oh, it's gonna be so good. I'm so in love with this book. I read it twice.
Me too.
Wow, up here.
I see. I have to read it twice. I really liked it.
And so the idea of this satellite Sam actor's son having to kind of take over the role when his dad didn't show up, and then his dad being found dead, and then his son discovers like boxes and boxes of these like self-shot porno photos. So his dad was banging lots of broads, it seems.
My favorite page was the page of him walking out on stage in the satellite Sam outfit and saying that he had found the fountain of youth or whatever, so some bullshit sci-fi trope to just keep the story going. And like you can see the lights shining in his face, and the other character holding him at gunpoint while he's like barely putting, like just about to put on this spacesuit.
Satellite Sam. Plus, just in any book, looking at like the golden age of television is just so cool, because this was like the birth of the most dominant art form medium of the last several hundred years. Like
now, I'm gonna say something really, really lame and dorky.
Do it,
but. Sometimes my favorite books are, or what I would consider like a perfect comic, is a comic that you can read and you can hear a soundtrack in your head playing. Like you can actually hear.
I understand that.
I can totally hear Miles Davis and Oscar Peterson fucking jamming in the background. Like during this whole thing, all this chaos in a newsroom, but I can totally hear 50s jazz just echoing throughout this. I fucking loved it. That was perfect.
Dork? No, I'm just kidding.
And these little snapshots we see of the actual Satellite Sam show, it feels like a real 1950s children's space serial, like Captain Video or something. Featuring Captain Video, who in one episode fights a robot named Tobor.
Tobor!
Which is robot spelled backwards.
You know so many things that are just, I never ever
unnecessary
think of.
To know.
I like how he writes all the background, just like nonsense that's going on.
Quit eating your blanket!
Robert. I like that part. That was a good line. What do they call it? Like just background action where he's actually writing.
Yeah, like stage business.
There you go. They're just busy in the background business. While one character is running around throughout the studio. There's just some like one of the asshole actors is just feeling up one of the girls who or like the makeup girl, and she just calls him a handsome son of a bitch. But it has nothing to do with the plot. It just happens, and it totally gives you this great feel, this frantic, insane. Newsroom.
I've been telling him to stop eating his blanket. It's not like I haven't been doing my job. I've been telling him. Nicole's interrupting our podcast.
He doesn't get his blanket anymore.
You've lost blanket privileges. I've been revoking privileges left, right, and center on this dog. He's lost window privileges.
What does that even mean? Does it mean he's not allowed to eat
because
windows?
Because he fucking drills in the sill and barks, so he's not allowed to go near the window anymore.
Aww. Bender, you're so cute. You what face that is? That's a face that just screams.
Nicole, come look at this. Look at the artist book because it's the best ever.
I love you, Bender. This is exciting fucking radio right now, hey?
Because it's really unprofessional.
I want to give a shout out to my homies.
That's really unprofessional.
I told like a hot 10-minute story about me losing my keys and finding
them. Then he found them again.
So good.
You looked at one page, but okay. Look at this though. Look at like the.
This podcast should be called "Fuck the Audience."
It's that same guy who did the and then his comic I showed you.
Fuck the Audience:
Magpie
Panty Town. Or no, wait, Panty Hero. That's what it was.
Panty Town.
Can you give
it
back his blanket after?
Oh yeah, I'll restore blanket. No, you give it back right now.
No.
He needs his blanket. He can't lay down without it. He'll have the hip dysplasia. Give him his blanket. Give him his blanket.
No.
You're ruining our podcast. Give him his blanket.
He doesn't need it.
Get long ago. No, I'm serious. Please give him his blanket.
He's being a dick.
Fine. So, just please give him his blanket.
Tell me now.
No, please do what I'm asking you to do. Please. I'm asking nicely.
This is like the last episode of Lost. It's like, oh, what's going to happen? Is she going to give him the blanket?
Stop looking at him and give him the blanket.
You know what the thing is next time? Next time you're bad? You don't get a blanket.
It's too hot for blankets right now, bro.
Well, you wait till the cold winter months.
You're going to be the worst dad ever.
Me?
Yeah. You wait until your time for schools, kid.
Well, anyway, I really liked Satellite Sam.
It sucked.
Ryan, you liked it too?
Yeah, I really, really, really liked it.
All right, well, why don't you talk about your favorite, which was so good. I loved it. And if Satellite Sam hadn't come out, who knows?
I bought a book. I bought a book on the whim today, and mostly because of the artist.
I bought this book only because you mentioned that you were going to get it. And I was like, really? I wasn't going to get it, but it's a lightweight. I'll try it. And I loved it.
Nick Spencer as a writer, I enjoy his stuff.
He's like doing Morning Glories is amazing.
Yeah.
He's doing Secret Avengers, which I've actually really enjoyed too. The artist, Steve Weaver.
Steve Weaver, man.
He did the Hurricane Sandy, half of the Hurricane Sandy issue of Hawkeye.
He also has done
awesome.
Some stuff with Greg Rucka.
Really?
Whiteout?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. Anyways, the book I got is The Superior Foes of Spider-Man, which I just think they should just rename it Sinister Six. But okay.
They should just call it Super Villain Team Up or something.
Yeah,
or,
like something really
similar. Or Sinister Six would work too. Yeah. Because it's so not a Spider-Man book.
Oh, God, no.
This is like a buddy crime.
There's a couple pages.
Buddy crime!
A couple pages
so
of Spider-Man,
funny.
But it's like a Boomerang book. It's a book about Boomerang. With like...
Yeah.
Boomerang.
But his team is hilarious.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Shocker in this book is my favorite character since the Rhino in any book. Like, he is so funny. Oh, it's such a funny book.
You know, there's a lot of Hawkeye beats in this.
Totally.
This is a very, like, you can tell he read it a bit.
When they steal the dog.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me so sad, too, because it's like the little corgi.
Steal the corgi. I'm taking it. Call me stupid.
Just like the little arf arf, the bottom right panel.
I also just love Shocker Apollo. Sorry. As they rob the store of birdseed and a dog because they need to pick up birdseed for Boomerang's birds.
I even just love this one panel where they're like sitting in their hideout and Boomerang's going on and in the speech bubbles it's like Boomerang talking about money. Whoever the driver is, I can't remember.
It's like an episode or a game of The Sims.
Overdrive. There.
Overdrive is thinking about driving.
Yeah, thinking about driving.
Speed Demon
is
sleeping.
Shocker's got a heart while looking at the Beetle, who's got the little Twitter.
Who's
bird,
she's
just sitting
brilliant.
On her phone.
Like, I also so loved funny. This beat where they go into Boomerang's apartment, Shocker and Speed Demon, and Hammerhead comes out of the bathroom and says, "Well, ain't you boys the punctual type?" Asterisk, and then it's a big letters at the bottom. Hey kids, it's Hammerhead. Oh, I loved it. Oh,
also, just this exchange in mid corgi steel. You're stupid. You're stupid. You are.
When he's fighting with the little kid,
yeah.
Just, and then just when they're in the hospital and Shocker's in a neck brace because Hammerhead beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there, and he tries to give Boomerang the finger over the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, the fact that they're not even in costume that much in this issue book makes it even better. Or when the, what's her name, Beetle?
Yeah.
When she tries to rob the comic book store?
Yeah.
All right, so which one of these is valuable?
I'm going to get
and then
this like,
well, that depends. What are you looking for? One in 100 variants, low print indie run titles? She goes, God, this is impenetrable.
It's like, okay, you know what? Just put them all in a box for me.
Between you and me, this one is pretty hard on the old eBay right now. Yeah, but it sucks. You think everything sucks. Because everything does.
Oh, man.
And then I like Overdrive reading a comic. Reading a comic in the car. I didn't know they still made these things. And it sets up the whole, like, the fact that they refer to themselves as the Sinister Six. And he's like, and yes, I'm aware that there's only five of us. But by the end of issue one, you realize who the sixth one is. The person who's actually pulling the strings and controlling them. Which is pretty clever.
Also, this censor here.
The Comics Code Authority?
Yeah, the Comics Code the censor. When,
I loved this book.
That's Boomerang giving the guy the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, although then the guy gets out of prison at the end and beats the shit out of Boomerang.
Yeah. Oh, this book was amazing. I loved it.
Oh, it was so much fun. I can't wait for the next one.
I'm so glad I bought
it. I hope it runs for a long time because it is so good.
Are you going to be getting Superior Spider-Man Team-Up?
Probably not.
Fair enough.
Are you?
I think I might. Well, I'll pick up the first issue anyways.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I haven't been getting Avenging Spider-Man, which is basically Spider-Man team-up, so I'm not sure why they have to have another time team-up.
I think they're canceling Avenging.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Maybe they should just change the name then.
Yeah.
Like in the old days, and they would just change the name and keep the numbering. Yeah. They're not going to do that. That would be crazy.
By the way, really awesome Marcos Martin cover.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I love that cover. But once again, book has nothing to do with Superman.
Did you guys read The Private Eye number 3 by Marcos Martin?
Not yet.
It's
in my my butthole, which is what I call my tablet.
That's a weird.
It's on the top of my vagina pile.
It's really good. Your pile rhymes with fun.
Your butthole's okay, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty much a butthole.
It makes roughly the same kind of shit your mouth makes.
And DC Comics.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, are we sure that we're done? We don't want to talk to the dog anymore.
No, I think we're done.
I
look at those two magazines that I ordered from Study Groups Comics and tell me how cool they are.
In the meantime, I have a question.
Ask it.
Do you think Mark Henry should win the title at...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah,
I do.
Go home.
I think
so too.
I think that would be way better because I would way rather see Daniel Bryan win it at SummerSlam against Mark Henry than against John Cena. However, Daniel Bryan beating John Cena would be nice because it would finally have someone beat John Cena.
Yeah.
But if they're saving that, save it for WrestleMania.
Is this the guy who had a passion pit at the end of school?
It might be. I forget his name. Johnny Ryan? Is that a Johnny Ryan story?
I don't know.
Do you mean Prison Pit?
What did I say?
Passion Pit?
Oh, they're a shitty band.
Yeah, they are.
Study Group Comics does really cool, interesting webcomics, and then they have a couple of like anthology magazines they put out quarterly or whatever. So, yeah, so that's going to wrap us up this week here on the
Geekstamp. Comic Roundup.
That's our new theme song is
Why Are There So Many Podcasts About Comics?
Podcasts About Comics?
About Batman?
Well, anyway, until next week. This is Robbie G.
Hello.
This is Ryan Heff.
Hello.
And I am the Panty Hero, and we will see you next week.
You wished you were the
Geek
Panty.
Stampede Comics Roundup. I love you. Go with God.
I know.
I know. I like that. That's good. Ryan's having a seizure. Someone send help, please. Seriously, Panty Hero number one. Check it out.
Panty.
Love you.